There's something else that goes with blessing. And that's responsibility. If you want the blessing of God, you're going to have to learn to live with the responsibility that goes with that. Anything worth having has its price. Now, people who respect themselves are going to be willing to invest something of themselves. And that's what Joshua was saying to the people of Ephraim and Manasseh. He says, you're wandering all over this community bragging on what a great people you are. And he says, now I'm going to find out whether you really do respect yourself or not, or whether you're just shooting your mouth off. If you're a great people, then take the difficult land and clear it. I'll not give the land where the Canaanites still are with their iron chariots to the weaklings. I'll only give it to the strong. So you consider the odds, you make a value judgment, and you take a stand. And you say, either I'll go this way, or I'll back off and I'll keep my mouth shut. Everything for God costs. And we learn to walk by faith by running the risk that we may fail. That's always the great risk. If there's not a risk that we can fail, it's not faith that calls it forth. There's all kinds of parallel passages in the New Testament concerning this particular principle or concept that are here. One has to do with Jesus cursing of the fig tree. You remember that story of how he's walking down the road and he sees a fig tree which has no figs on it, and he curses the thing, and his disciples get all upset about it and say, why'd you curse the fig tree? Come back the next day, the thing's all withered and the leaves are falling off. And Jesus' explanation for that was, the purpose of fig trees is to bear what? Figs. Fig trees are not there just to have leaves. Fig trees are there to bear figs. And if you put a fig tree out and it has leaves all over it, and its season is here, and it has no figs, then it has no use. I wonder about Jesus walking around the communities of this nation, of this world, and seeing all these churches with their steeples raised, and their windows stained, and their pews padded, and their pulpits microphoned. All of them which broadcast and proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. And I wonder about Jesus looking at all those leaves and saying, where are your figs? Where are your figs? And suddenly we realize that we're due for the curse, and were it not for the grace of God, it would be ours. The same thing is true in our lives. As we proclaim ourselves to be the people of God, but we don't show it forth, there's no fruit that comes forth out of us. We just say it with our mouth. But when people look at us, they can't tell any difference between us and anybody else. We look like all the other trees around. Jesus did not curse the cypress tree that was standing beside the fig tree, because the cypress tree was not expected to bear figs. He only cursed the fig tree. And you see, it's a great responsibility to proclaim yourself as a child of God. It's a great responsibility to proclaim that we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. That calls something from us in response to that. And so we're always running the risk of being the one seed that falls into the ground that doesn't sprout. Everything else comes up, but I'm afraid if I go into the ground, I'll be the one that just stays there. But that's the call of God on our life.